continuing with the chapter in the discussion on the sincerity of intention and the presence of attention whenever a person is doing any action. An Abi al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fima yurwa an Rabbihi tabaraka wa ta'ala, qala inna allaha katab al-hasanati wa sayyi'ati, thumma bayyana thalik, faman hamma bi hasanatin, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى 700 ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hadith we're doing today shows us the clemency, the mercy, the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are two types of intentions that a person can make. One is an intention to do good actions and one is an intention to do bad actions, evil actions. But the clemency, the mercy, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, as we will see in the hadith, that just by a person making niyat of doing a bad action and then after that making a niyat to do a bad action, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in his heart and he leaves out that bad action. Allah ta'ala actually rewards him for that. Imagine, the intention was bad, to do a bad action, but then the fear of Allah ta'ala came in this person's heart. Allah ta'ala's mercy is such that even for that Allah ta'ala rewards him. Person shouldn't be making a bad intention, but he did that, then he remembered Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala appreciates this so much, he rewards him for it and doesn't punish him for that bad niyat that he made. And on the other hand, when a person makes a good niyat, we'll do just now the different levels of intentions and the different levels of thoughts that pass a person's mind. Allah Ta'ala, just on his niyat that he made a resolve, an intention that I want to do a good deed, the hadith is saying, Allah Ta'ala rewards him with hasanatan kamila, a complete good deed, as though he has done that action already. Allah Ta'ala has given him the full reward just by making that intention that I want to do this good action. So anyway, this hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who narrates from Allah Ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating from Allah Ta'ala, what it means, this is a hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is a hadith that is above a normal level of a hadith, one that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning. This is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is mentioning that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, but is below the level of Quran Sharif. So therefore this is known as tilawat, or this is known as hadith ghair matlu. It's hadith that we don't make tilawat of. So like Quran Sharif we make matlu, or wahi matlu, which is Quran Sharif where we recite it, it is recited. So this is also wahi, but is ghair matlu. We don't recite it like how we would recite Quran Sharif. The other thing is, every verse of the Quran Sharif is comes with tawatur. In other words, there are a great number of people that are reporting these ayat of the Quran. When it comes to this hadith Qudsi, there can't even be one narrator that is narrating the hadith. So anyway, this is just something to mention in this hadith. This hadith Qudsi, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that Allah Ta'ala has said that Allah Ta'ala has recorded the good and evil deeds, and then he explained them. What it means, Allah Ta'ala recorded, that Allah Ta'ala appointed the malaika to record the evil and good deeds, and Allah Ta'ala explained them. Whoever intends doing a good deed but does not carry it out, Allah Ta'ala records it as a complete good deed. He intended, but for some reason he couldn't carry it out. Allah Ta'ala records it as a complete good deed. However, if he intends doing a good deed and then he carries it out, Allah Ta'ala records 10 good deeds to 700 good deeds and multiplies it many times over. Person now goes and he carries out the deed, Allah Ta'ala records it from 10 times to 700 times and then he multiplies it many times over. Whoever intends doing an evil deed but does not carry it out, Allah Ta'ala records it as a good deed. But if he intends doing an evil deed and then he carries it out, Allah Ta'ala records it as an evil deed. Ulama explained that when it comes to fasting, then Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that with regards to fasting, this law doesn't apply, because Allah Ta'ala says that I am the recompense for the person that fasts for me. And when it comes to making sabr, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that Allah Ta'ala shall give the patient one rewards without any hisab. In other words, without counting, without any reservation, just for making sabr. General actions, that if a person does it from 10 multiplied to 700, and then multiplied much, much more, depending on the niyat of the person. Very quickly, I just want to discuss the levels of thoughts. Now, this is the ulama had made it, studied it, and explained to us the levels of thoughts that go through a person's mind, and when does Allah Ta'ala take a person for the thoughts that go through his mind, and when this person is not taken to task. So the first is a stray thought that just passes a person's mind, and this is known as hajis. That a stray thought just comes and it goes. So there is no harm. This is the first level, hajis. The next level is known as khatir, where thought comes and it just lingers in the mind for a while. So this is known as khatir. Then there is another level of thought that comes to the mind, the third level, which is known as hadithun nafs. Hadithun nafs means now a person starts deliberating. He's not yet decided, he's deliberated. Must I do it? Must I not do it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? So the first just comes, goes. The second one, it lingers for a while. Third is hadithun nafs, when now a person is at a stage of deliberation. And then the fourth stage comes. But before the fourth stage, these first three stages, ulama mentioned that because it just of that level where it's still at a deliberation, or it just comes and goes, or it's just lingering, then those thoughts, there's for the good thoughts that come, there's no sawab, and for the evil thoughts that they come, there is no guna. Then comes the next stage, which is known as ham. Ham is now a person finished deliberate, he decides, now I want to do it. Whether it's a good action or whether it's a bad action. For the good action, Allah Ta'ala rewards him as though he has done a complete action. Even though he hasn't done the action yet, but he just deliberated and he decided that I want to do this good action, he gets the full reward. But if he makes a ham, he comes to the situation where he decides I want to do a bad action, Allah Ta'ala doesn't record any guna. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No guna is recorded for the person. Now comes the last stage where a person is going to execute that action that he has decided to do. When he starts executing that action that he decided to do, if it was a good deed, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it from 10 to 700 and much, much more, as we saw in this hadith. And that is depending on the ikhlas of a person. And when it is a bad action and he starts, when it's a bad action and he starts doing it, then only Allah Ta'ala records now an evil action to his name. So can you see the mercy and clemency of Allah Ta'ala? When it is the level of ham, if it is a good action, immediately he is being rewarded for it. If it's a bad action, Allah Ta'ala still doesn't record it to him. Give him a chance. Perhaps he'll change his mind and then he won't do it, and then he'll be rewarded for not doing that bad action. But if he does carry it out, then he's recorded an evil action. Now, ulama explained something, that what causes our amal to be multiplied so much, from 10 to 700 and then much, much more. What causes it? It is the ikhlas in a person's heart. It is the sincerity in his heart, that with what sincerity he is carrying out that action, Allah Ta'ala is looking at that sincerity and multiplying it so much, so much, so much, just on the sincerity. One person mentioned to me one incident recently to explain that his father was such a generous person, such a kind-hearted person, such a nice person, that whatever he wanted to do, he was so meticulous that nobody should come to know about it, because he wanted to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he explains that in one occasion in the masjid, that the Imam Sahib accidentally had scratched somebody's car, whether it was on the road, in the parking, wherever it was, but he had damaged somebody's car. So that person was claiming, for example, 30,000 rand. And the Imam Sahib was saying, in the masjid, the Imam Sahib was saying, the damage was about 10,000, so this person that is claiming excessive. So now it became like a small talk. People started talking that this person is claiming, the Imam Sahib is saying it's too much, and this person is saying it's too little. So this Haji Sahib, he came to know that this is the story. And then he thought to himself, that it's not nice that two people, especially one is an imam and the other, is going to affect the community, it's going to affect the people in the masjid, it's going to affect this musalli. So what he did was quietly, he put that amount of 30,000 that this person was claiming, the musalli was claiming, he put it in an envelope, and he quietly told another musalli, go and give it to this person that is making the claim, go and give it to him and tell him that the imam sahab sent this money. That's all. He said, go and do that, and don't ever tell him that I gave the money. So he said, this person, another musalli, did that. He took that envelope and he went and gave it to him, and he said, the Imam Sahib has given this money for you, for your car. He said that person's whole tune had changed completely. Now he became very, very friendly with the Imam Sahib. That whole thing was resolved. There was no talk anymore in the masjid. People came to know that the Imam Sahib had paid that thing, and that's it. He said, right up till the day my father passed away, nobody knows besides him and myself, and that person that handed that envelope over, that he had given the money, and people up till now think that the Imam Sahib had paid that day. So this is what you call ikhlas. When a person does something, he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently in the lockdown, they had been doing a distribution of hampers. Hampers, few thousand hampers in the different locations. So there was a delegation that had come from the municipality to assist in that hamper distribution because of the number. So these people, they said that even the carrier bags that the hampers are being put in shouldn't even have the name of their company or their supermarket on it. Why? Because we don't want to advertise. What we are doing is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people there in the municipality, few of them, they had accepted Islam. They said, we never saw a thing like this in our life, where people are distributing thousands and thousands, and it's running into hundreds of thousands, the distribution, but yet they don't want one camera photo, one report in the newspaper, nor do they want even the carrier bags to carry their name, doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it has done like this, even the people around, their hearts get affected, and they also want to accept Islam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this ikhlas in our life and doing everything solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi.